Good morning. Rain has steadily been heading our way from the west overnight, and most folks will wake up to wet weather for the morning drive. Some of the rain is heavy as a low pressure wave works its way up from the mid-Atlantic region. Along with that wave of low pressure, milder air will be flowing in, and we'll already be starting in the 50s, but readings will reach up into the mid-60s by mid to late afternoon. And as wind energy approaches from the west later on today, that combined with the milder air could produce a few stronger thunderstorms, especially across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England. Steady rain will continue into the evening, then the rain will become more scattered in nature overnight. We'll have areas of fog developing with lows generally in the 50s. Now, the upper level part of the storm is still back over the Great Lakes and Midwest. That will take the entire weekend to move through. So a bit of unsettled weather for both tomorrow and Sunday, but mainly dry. The best chance of showers will be across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but even in these locations, they'll be widely scattered. With mostly cloudy skies elsewhere, temperatures will be in the mid-60s tomorrow and right around 60 degrees on Sunday. Monday looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s, and temperatures will climb into the mid and upper 60s as we head through the mid part of next week with a chance of a shower on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind advisories are still out for a part of the northern plains. The wind at times will gust up to 50 miles per hour in southern North Dakota and northern South Dakota. There is also the chance of a strong and possibly severe thunderstorm or two along the mid-Atlantic coast. A warm, moist air mass will combine with strong jet stream energy to produce storms with heavy rain. Gusty winds and possibly some hail may accompany the strongest storms. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Aguadilla, Puerto Rico at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Wakanai, Japan at 1:24 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with a south wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain, 57 degrees, the dew point 55, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at McAllen and Weslaco, Texas, to a low of 12 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, possibly a thunderstorm, lower 70s, Boston, rain in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 52, that's 3 degrees above normal. No rain yesterday, still 95 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.24 inches below normal. And 29.62 inches for the year, which is 2.02 inches below normal. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 229, that's 9 below normal, and 357 for the season, which is 48 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 79, set in 1963, and the record low, 20, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:06 p.m. 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today, perhaps heavy at times, with highs near 60. Cloudy, showers tonight, areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm. The rain could be heavy at times with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers today, some of them heavy, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, more showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with rain today, heavy at times, possibly even a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and cloud Sunday, breezy, still the risk of a shower, but mainly dry with highs around 60. Partly sunny Monday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower Tuesday in the mid-60s. And mid to upper 60s on Wednesday and Thursday, both days featuring a mixture of sunshine and clouds. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.